It's Friday, May 15th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. California was one of the first states to issue stay-at-home orders, and it could be one of the last to fully open. There are many signs that coronavirus restrictions could be in place for the long haul. The Cal State University program plans to cancel almost all in-person classes in the fall. In LA County, safer-at-home orders have been extended indefinitely. Colleen Schalby, reporter at the LA Times, joins us for more. Thanks for joining us, Colleen.
Thanks for having me.
As a lot of states around the country are starting to reopen, there's a lot of signs that the coronavirus restrictions are here for the long haul in California. We were the first state to close, and it seems like we could be one of the last to reopen fully. Earlier this week, there was headlines all over the place from Barbara Ferrer saying basically that stay-at-home orders would extend possibly through July, and you know, everybody caused a big ruckus on that. The California State University system isn't going to do any in-person classes in the fall semester. There's just so much going on that seems like these restrictions are going to stay with us for some time. Colleen, tell us a little bit about it.
California has been taking a pretty cautious approach, but I think what's really interesting is that we are seeing varying responses at a county-by-county level. So a handful of counties that are growing are easing up restrictions. Some restaurants are allowing for dine-in right now versus other counties like LA County, which is the most populous in the state, that's still being hit hardest by the amount of infections and the death toll, is keeping restrictions, loosening some while still trying to do it in the most cautious way, I think, to prevent a resurgence and outbreak.
And that's kind of where some of the mixed messaging is. We have the governor has their own set of guidelines and this phase reopening that we're going through. And you drill it down and we're talking about like LA County, as you mentioned, they're not hitting any of those guidelines just yet. They haven't met any of those thresholds to reopen stuff yet. So we might see some reopening in some parts of the state, other parts maybe not so.
You know, Newsom, when he initially revealed this order, basically had kind of clear guidelines for what the counties needed to follow. And at the time, a lot of counties went beyond the order and have since started to kind of dial back. And now that Newsom is lifting restrictions even further, you've got some counties that are allowed to continue on and to kind of loosen things in a much broader way. And then you have LA County and many of the San Francisco Bay Area counties that are not totally eased up, even though the state technically is allowing it. Although Newsom has said that many of the allowances are not for the counties that are still being pretty significantly hit. So in that regard, in LA County, we've got retail businesses that are opening for curbside pickup. We've got beaches that are reopening, but only for active recreation. So you can't sunbathe, you can't sit on the beach. You've got trails that are reopening, but groups are still not allowed. So they're really trying to reopen the economy slowly. And in this way, knowing that people are being pretty hurt, businesses are hurting right now. But while doing it in this very cautious way, I think because there's this real possibility that if they go too quickly, since we haven't seen a steady decline over 14 days, that things could spike back up.
Let's focus a little bit on LA County. As I mentioned earlier, the county public health director, Dr. Barbara Ferrer, said that, she told the Board of Supervisors that they would have to extend the safer at home orders that were supposed to expire on the 15th. And then she caused a furor when she said, hey, this is going to be going on for another few months or indefinitely. We're going to have to practice this. And as I mentioned, it causes big confusion because we are starting to reopen certain aspects of it. And, you know, everybody's eyes just kind of rolled when they started hearing that. They're like, oh, no, we're in for three more months of this. But that's just kind of the reality that since Los Angeles County is one of the bigger hotspots for the state, they have to take a more cautious approach.
Barbara Ferrer commented further on this yesterday during the LA County briefing, saying that there's no end date to the health officer order, which, as you mentioned, expires tomorrow, but it's since been extended. And really what's happening now is that we're being told that small gatherings are still not allowed. You know, events are still not allowed, but there are these slight modifications that we're going to continue to see. So while you could go to your favorite bookstore, if it has now reopened for curbside pickup, you still can't go inside. While you could get takeout from your favorite restaurant that might have been recently closed, you still can't go in for dine-in. And that's different from some other counties, which have not been as impacted and are loosening up a bit further compared to what's going on here in LA County.
And you drill down even further, LA Mayor Eric Garcetti just put the new rules out there that every resident is required to wear a face covering just when you leave your home. So any retail business, exercising in your neighborhood, riding on any public transportation, you need some type of face covering.
And that's a bit of a change in the language from what the county officials have said. Even today, Barbara Ferreira said that all residents need to have a face mask on them at all times. But she seemed to imply that if you're doing solitary activity, like you're going for a run, you perhaps do not need to wear that face mask. But that, again, is a little bit of a confusion in the language, even from officials from the city versus officials at the county level. So I think things keep changing day by day and the messaging keeps changing. And I think everyone is trying to keep up, but there's definitely a very cautious approach here.
And that's where a lot of frustration set in. You know, there is no streamlined thing. You're hearing something here, you're hearing something there, and we're getting protests, people demanding to have things reopened. There's a certain sense of fatigue and frustration that sets in with all of this. In California, though, how many counties are we looking at that have met some of these thresholds to reopen? I know it's only a handful of them, but what are we looking at there?
So there's been at least 12 counties that have reopened, I mean, to the extent that they're allowed to, working with Newsom's office. And there's at least 30 others that are trying to work with Newsom to figure out how they could go about doing that. So there's quite a few, and it's expanding, that will reopen over the coming days or weeks. But LA County and some of the San Francisco Bay counties are the ones that are kind of been instructed that they can't go too far just yet. And I think that that could be even more confusing, where you've got one county that's maybe more fully reopened and you have people that either work there or live elsewhere or travel to and from that might not know the rules of a different county. So I think now what's going to happen is that everyone just needs to pay attention to what's going on throughout the state if they have right. any intention of going outside of their boundaries.
Exactly. Or the people that want to get out, they'll hop over to another county just to enjoy something that's open and then go back home. There is going to be a lot of confusion coming up, and everything shut down so quickly, but this reopening is going to be very slow and gradual, and a lot of these restrictions are going to be in place for some time to come. Colleen Shalby, reporter at the LA Times, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your daily coronavirus update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.